Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, hey. We're Organic Nation Listening Club, and just so happy to have Hummingbird on the line. This has been 1 year. It's incredible because we started a show 1 year from December 31st, which was Kuumba. Kuumba is Kwanzaa, so we started on Kwanzaa Day, creativity. And Hummingbird, are you there? Hey, are you there? Okay. She's not there yet. She probably come on the air pretty soon. So we excited because Kwanzaa, and then went to doing gospel music and everything like that. So so we pretty much excited that the commitment and everything was with us. Hummingbird, she's been a great host, full of controversy and many things like that. And it's so exciting to have her on the airwaves and stuff like that. And Hummingbird, she's so great, you know, to be on
Hello.
The air. And Hello. Oh, Hummingbird, you showed up. Dang.
I've been here the whole time.
Life is good.
I'm not sure what's going on. I've been here the whole time. No.
Okay. Great.
Good morning. Good morning, Organic Nation Listening Club. Since you've introduced everything and said everything, that's it. It's going to be a rebroadcast of our first time starting the show. So I think I heard you when you were telling them that. So I guess we just have to get into it.
Yeah, the most interesting thing is that we've been doing Kwanzaa this week and, you know, Kwanzaa week and stuff and but I thought it was the most interesting thing. December 31st was our first day of broadcasting a year ago. And that was the 31st was Kuumba, which is creativity. And that's what Jesus Christ and the Lord, what our creativity has been for a year. It's amazing. All the shows that we have done, but we started off with gospel. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, it's really good. So it's going to be an interesting rebroadcast. We're going to hear first time what we sounded like when we first started. So it's exciting.
What was your experience during this journey?
Well, I mean, it's been a learning process for me. So it's been interesting. It's been a roller coaster ride. But, you know, I don't really listen to the radio show after I get off. I hate listening to myself sometimes because I always critique myself hardest. So I try not to listen to it over and over until I do and it sounds like it was really good. Then I really try not to. I critique myself really hard. So I try not to listen to myself much, but it's been a journey. It's been a learning experience.
I love that
Thank
voice.
Thank you so much.
I mean, I understand that because for me, you know, if you say that we did probably maybe 40 shows or 50 shows, I don't know. I have to count. But you don't want to go back. But then in the future, as you go back, you say, like we're coming with this rebroadcast, I think this is like January 21st, 2017 or something like that. And when you go back and listen to something like that, almost a year, it's incredible to think that's what the, you know, where we was at. That's where the show was at and the insurgency of the show. So you're listening to the Organic Nation Listening Club with Hummingbird, your host, and David Arnett Cherry. And we're just going to do this thing. We're going to get into this thing. You have any closing words before I play the rebroadcast.
Good morning. Good morning and Happy New Year.
You're listening to David Arnett Cherry's Organic Nation Listening Club.
Amen to that. You are listening to the Organic Nation Listening Club, and I'm David Arnett Cherry, your host, and our co-host is Hummingbird. And wow, Hummingbird, are you there?
Good morning. Let's have church.
Good morning.
Who was that? Good morning.
That was Mahalia Jackson. You know, you know. Powerful stuff. Dig a little deeper. And since our theme, I think that's our theme for this whole gospel series I've kind of coming into, like, that we're going to dig some deep into the gospel music from the old to the new. And this is just the first installment. And I'm glad that you suggested this. And you are listening to the Organic Nation Listening Club. And that was Mahalia Jackson. And, you know, I figured out that she died very young. She died when she was 61 years old. You know, I didn't know that. Yeah, she was born in 1911 and died in 1972. And she did a lot of stuff, but that was pretty young, you know, that 61 years
old. Very young for now. I mean, but, you know, I had never heard her in that fast. I normally hear her Buck Riching singing out when it's really slow. So when that came on, I was like, I wonder who that is. I didn't never heard her sing that. That's really a nice song. What is the name of it?
Dig a Little Deeper.
I'm going to have to look that up. I hadn't heard anything like that. That was very,
yeah,
I'll
send you the audio on that. It was heavy. That was really nice, you know. Yeah. And so with the gospel music, with starting with her, I thought it would be a good thing, only because she was into a lot of things. And as we go through the series, I'm kind of using her as a basis. But she went through like the civil rights movement. She was doing movies,
really?
and she was very into the civil rights movement and education and you know her, her thing with the Lord. She was just that was, you know. Of her focus in.
You don't get it much background information on singers like that, like Mahalia Jackson. Every day when we get on the radio, you make me feel like I'm going to have to go back to school, because I don't know a lot of these things. I knew Mahalia Jackson because I loved how she sung, and I loved the movie. I think I got more involved in who she was when I saw the movie Imitation of Life, and she was singing Soon I Will Be Done. So I didn't know that extent of her life, even though it may have seemed to be short. She probably lived a lifetime. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Because of things that she, that's been awesome. Even, just to think about it, I never felt past the fact that she was a gospel singer, that her life consisted with a whole lot more, the civil rights and things like that. I never got that far into it. I just knew the girl. So,
she can sing. And you think like when we was growing up in our neighborhoods and we was hearing those kind of voices coming out of the church when we walked down the street on Sunday or going to church? And it was like the neighborhood thing of that sound, that you would hear the sound.
Absolutely.
And it was motivating.
Yes.
And and it's very exciting that people think that it's always been happening. I mean, in the Black community, it's always been the church has always been the foundation of the community.
Absolutely.
And never left,
Absolutely. And, choirs, as well as we hear the man of God speak the word and teach us the word, but that is a point of fulfillment when you hear a choir or someone that is singing from their heart to the Lord and expressing the words, from song to God, and you're able to praise Him in song. So that is a point of when you're singing, especially in the gospel arena, even now, and it has vastly changed from the Mahalia Jackson that you hear now than the Kirk Franklin's and the Yolanda Adams and things, as well as those, even in the wording and how the things as you learn and being taught and we grow, even in our song has changed because we're now singing the life we should be living. If you can get it. And I guess as we go into more and more into the gospel experience from the old gospel, from you got to understand, she was singing the life she was wanting to experience then. Back then it was much farther than what we're dealing with now.
I don't want to interrupt you.
Go ahead.
Yeah, but I just found out that the first published use of the term gospel song probably came about 1874. That was the first use of gospel music.
Wow.
They kind of pinpointed in 1874. So
I would love to have heard something from then.
I know, and that's the exciting thing, because they didn't have tape recorders or anything. So with the music that was spirituals and during that period of before the 1900s, what did the music really sound like? It probably sounded just like that, it's incredible what you would imagine with the sound, but it had that spiritual thing. And I like what you said, because I think, what we're trying to touch with, and in Organic Nation Listening Club is like, I think that music should have like three elements, and we on the spirituality side right now. And then, consciousness and creativity, but the spirituality of the thing is very important in music because you can feel it.
Absolutely. But you know what, you know, for music, all types of music, it just depends on what message you get coming. Because, you know, if you think about it, every facet of music, regardless of what it is, even at, if we want to go as deep as rock, will have, that's going to be something we're going to look for. I never thought of that. See if I can find some gospel music more of on the rock side of things. Different people praise different, so we need to bring about a light on everything. But it's interesting
We don't come back on that note. I want to go, turn me on to this guy, the song Presence of the Lord is Here.
Yes,
who is that guy?
Kirk Carr. I love him.
What's his name?
Kirk Carr.
Yeah.
C-A-R-R.
Okay. Oh, it's not Baron? Brian Cage, Presence of the Lord?
Oh, you're right. Because I think I gave you something from Kirk Carr, too, so don't get me mixed up now.
Yeah, that's coming next week.
Okay. I'm in a hurry. I'm sorry.
You gave me a bunch of stuff,
right,
so I can see why.
I gave you a lot,
like,
but I was, you know, John P. Key is my, Daryl Cole is me. That's more of my arena. You got some of the newer stuff because I like Baron praise. He brings in the spirit when he praises. So, and you'll see when you listen,
Let's hop in.
Was that the first time you heard that?
Yes. I think it's probably the first time I heard it, or you may have turned me on to it before and I heard it. But it just hit me when I was doing the audio. But let's go right there to it. With Byron Cage and the Presence of the Lord, and I had to just use the whole song.
Somebody else's music. Okay, go ahead.
So, okay, here let's do this thing and do this thing. Here we go.
Thank you.
Wow. Organic Nation Listening Club. And wow, Hummingbird. I had to throw that one in. That one was
I love that piece. He does. He is awesome, crazy. I mean, you get up and want to dance on that one.
And it was a pretty long piece, and they do, what is that percussion thing? Then they get into that tambourine kind of beat thing that is really at the end. But I kind of accidentally cut it off, but a lot of energy,
It's a lot of energy, and that's what has changed from the Mahalia Jackson one, which was upbeat, to Presence of the Lord, where you leaping and jumping and excited and running, and it the transition is awesome. You still have those deep singing, deep spiritual, deep throat sounds from gospel, but then you get into this wonderful light, wonderful love praise that Byron Cage and wonderful Kirk Carr and Kirk Franklin will be bringing. As we go through it, you'll see. This is going to be awesome. This is going to be an awesome.
Yeah, it's a nice praise how people can come and praise God and feel the music, and the instrument musicians
absolutely
are great. And then in that particular tune, I heard a couple of things that he went like a little world, like he did a break, almost like a reggae break kind of thing, and did a little thing, but it's very subtle in there. But it's amazing with how the words and what the words mean. And I love the energy of that, I love the energy of that piece.
You should be in a big church while it's going on. And that's you, you be like in the Potter's house, and you get that song. He came to the church and did perform that song. It was, and the whole church was in an uproar. It was just, and everybody was in unison. It was awesome.
I love that. And I like that. That's a part of the beauty of when the people can sing and feel part of the music. It's always been like that from way back. That it's not like it's an incredible thing when everybody's involved and they feel like it's one voice singing up God. It's a beautiful thing.
When we come back with John P. Key, because I know that's what you're gonna do. You're gonna bring John P. Key. You're talking about bringing in and shaking the house. I can't wait till you get into him. Oh my God, I can't wait till you start doing John P. Key. And his, you're going to love it. Oh, my God.
You're turning me on to this stuff, and it's beautiful. You are. I'm learning. I'm learning.
Yes. Well, you're going to show me
that's
something.
That's what the Organic Nation Listening Club is.
Absolutely. And you know what I have been noticing? I have been able to say, hey, I hear a little world music in that. In almost any kind of music, you can find it. I was like, whoa, he's at it. And I'm very proud of myself. I want to toot my own horn.
Toot it, baby. Toot that horn. Go ahead.
I'm serious. I was like, oh, my God, I hear world music in that. And it sounds different, but it's the mainstream, but you can still hear it. It was so cool. I'm going to have to tell you. I'm going to find the song. It's a rap song. I couldn't believe it. I said, shut up. That's world music. It's a rap song that they're playing now, and I'm not going to go there. We're gonna go through all of that in transition as we go from gospel to everything else. That I am now learning my musical ear, and I want to thank you very much for waking that baby up.
Yeah, well, that's what we do, and everything, and. And we learn from each other. That's what the Organic Nation Listening Club is. And eventually we'll keep learning from each other in different musics, because we have to be open. And like it, we may not like it, but it's just to hear it, and then you can make your choice with it. But it's so much out there. But the gospel music, I'm saying it can be almost a 2-year series. It can go infinite, because God is infinite. So, hey, But we're going to try to touch it. But I think you know the music, huh?
I don't know jazz gospel, but it's out there.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I remember when I was playing at a church, and this church in L.A. by the Watchtowers, they brought in all these great jazz musicians like Phil Ranlin and Ralph Buzzy Jones. You probably don't know, but these are jazz cats. And we were playing these hymnals in a jazz style, and the people just loved it. We were just like playing it, like swinging it. And, the music can go many places, and it's a sound. We good. Because it's inspiration. But I'm so happy to have you on here, Hummingbird, and we will be coming back next week. Do you have any last words you want to say before we go to
church? We are going to have church. Y'all get ready. Let's jump up and down. Let's praise the Lord, because during these series, not only are we learning about the gospel music, we are also praising our Father. So let's have church and have fun while we're doing it.
Yeah, I love that. And, you know who we're going to come with? Reverend Milton Bronson and the Thompson Community Singers. Yeah, Safe in His Arms.
Oh, my God.
I'm hit you right now. So here we go, you guys. And thank you for coming out. Organic Nation Listening Club, you with David Arnett Cherry, co-host Hummingbird, and we're going to go out with this, Safe in His Arms, and come back next week.
Bye-bye.
Arnett Cherries Organic Nation Listening Club.